We have such fun here, but only in the interval when we're not filming. So let's go on to a game called Narrate for Colin and Ryan. If you come on down, you have to do a scene where you narrate for each other, i.e. you say what the other one's doing, the way we've done on this show before, in the style of some music which we'll be playing along. And the scene is it's a door-to-door salesman, that's you, Colin, and a housewife, that's you, Ryan.
Up to the door, I felt some sort of dread. This was the first door I'd ever knocked. What lay behind?
I don't know.
Knock, knock, knock.
I heard the knock on the door. I heard the knock on the door. I wasn't expecting company, but, well, it's only been 3 days since the operation. I thought, what the hell?
Something answered the door. I wasn't quite sure what, but I was a door-to-door salesman after all. Best just to plunge in. Need some encyclopedias?
Why don't you just come right in? I didn't need encyclopedias, but I thought I might need some other things off him. Couldn't think of a thing to say to him.
She gave me the kind of look that would give a lovesick yak second thoughts. There was something strange about the way she kept pulling her earlobes, undressing me slowly with her eyes.
Care to have a little drink?
Sure.
He looked nervous. I thought maybe at this point I should put some clothes on. Pour yourself something tall and long.
I looked for a sledgehammer. I figured if I could hit it over the head, I could leave the encyclopedias, take the money, and run. It was just a thought, a crazy thought, but it was just maybe worth doing.
I could hear everything he was thinking. I was ready for him.
Thank you. As we go on to a game...